The advice and opinions expressed by the host of Autism Live and her guests are meant solely as suggestion and should not be in any way construed as child-specific advice. The Center for Autism and Related Disorders advises working with a board-certified behavior analyst who has experience with autism before starting any intensive behavioral intervention. Any choices you make in determining your child's treatment are completely at your own discretion.
Autism Live. We are live right now. It is Tuesday, June 8th, and we have a big live show for you this morning with amazing guests. In just a second, I'm going to be joined by Matt Asner and Nava Paskowitz Asner. We're going to talk about all the things that are going on, especially the poker tournament this week with the celebrity poker tournament at Asner Celebrity Poker Tournament. And we're going to be talking about what's going on this summer with them with camp and catch up on all the things, right? But I got a couple of brief announcements for you guys first. First of all, we're live. You can watch us on whatever platform you want to watch. We're live right now on Facebook, on YouTube, on Twitter, and about 10 other places that we are live. I encourage you to go to one of those big three because you can write your comment in and it shows up right in our comment session. Good morning, Christina. We're saying good morning to you already. We also will podcast this show and it will be available as a free download wherever you get your podcasts. We're very grateful to you guys for making us the number one autism podcast worldwide. Mwah. Please continue to like, share, subscribe. We enjoy having you guys here. Want to point out that when you go to autism-live.com, the full library of videos is there. You can go back over the last 10 years, look at, yes, I said 10 years. I know everybody like hold your pearls. But you could look at all the videos that we've done by searching through them. There is a chat button there. If you have a question from something that you see in podcast, please write in on that chat button. We love it when you guys talk to us. There will be a pop-up right when you get on the website, a pop-up that says, would you like to subscribe? When you subscribe to that, we're not going to spam you. We are going to send you a weekly viewer guide starting a little bit later this month. And we've got some really amazing content that we're going to start sharing through that subscription. So please check that out. Quick announcement for anybody who lives in the state of Oregon or has a loved one that lives in the state of Oregon, this is like all hands on deck, very important information. It's calling all Oregon families. The law that requires insurers to cover your child's autism treatment will expire this year if Oregon's elected representatives don't pass, ready for this, Senate Bill 358A. I'm going to say that again, Senate Bill 358A. You need to take a moment to talk to your representatives and let them know why you need this coverage. This is your insurance covering autism treatment. So they want you to write to your representatives, ask them to support Senate Bill 358A. They also want you to reach out to the chairs of the Joint Ways and Means Committee. And those people are Representative Dan Ray Field, Senator Betsy Johnson, and Senator Elizabeth Steiner Hayward. Please let them know that you would like them to pass this bill and continue the coverage so that people in Oregon can have their insurance cover their autism treatment because it will expire this year. So please spread the word. I wanted to make sure that I mentioned that. But okay, I don't want to wait any longer because they've been waiting in the wings. I want to welcome Matt Asner and Nava Paskowitz Asner to the show. They're two of my favorite people. They are the co-founders of the wonderful Ed Asner Family Center, which I wax poetic about all the time. It's one of my favorite places on the planet. There they are. I just want to smush both of your faces.
Good morning. I love smushing your face.
Today's a big day, too, because there's a young man graduating today.
Well, you're trying to make me cry, huh?
He's cried. He's cried.
That's my job.
No, I mean, it's Will. Will, our son Will's graduating today, and it's been such a long. You know what this is like. I mean, it's been such a long because Jem just graduated. It's been a long journey, and it's just so crazy and wild to sit here and look at him in his gown and cap and see him graduate. It's just something that I was told would never happen, and it's something that really, you know,
it's a long time, a long road. Oh my God, he's crying.
I don't know. It's just, I get very emotional about it. I'm so impressed with who he's become. And I think he's a very special person, and it's someone that I'm glad I know.
Yeah. Absolutely. And it's been hard. It's been a hard run for him, but especially he was one of those kids, like so many of our community, that really, really struggled with the disconnect of social interaction. And he had a very, very tough year.
COVID
and
was hard on
we
him.
Had to really give him extra support, like so many kids that they are so used to their routines and their enrichments and their, you know, therapies and everything. And when you take away all of these things, the whole family falls apart, and we really struggled with
Zoom is impossible for him.
Yeah.
He just can't do it. I mean, it's something missing when he does.
Yeah. And the thing is, because we have three kids doing the same online learning, it's just a wild ride because you see each one of them reacting differently. Eddie would be happy to be in his pajamas and doing online learning for the rest of his life. He loves it. He thrives. He gets straight A's. But Willie and Wolf, both for different reasons, really struggled with online learning. It was just an impossible thing.
And it's interesting because I actually love Zoom. I you know, the whole idea of taking phone calls, taking Zoom calls instead of phone calls, to me, really resonated to me. It really meant something to me because I can engage with people and see what their reactions are to my words. And to me, it made me more attentive and more willing to talk to people on the phone or in meetings. So I loved that. I thought that was great.
I've appreciated Zoom, but I prefer a good old fashioned phone call because I'm somebody who can't sit and do one thing at a time.
Yeah, me
too.
You
know, I need to be doing eight things. So if I can talk to you and be doing the dishes, you have my undivided attention.
I agree 100%.
And that's where it goes crazy for me because it forces me to focus on what's going on. And that's a great thing for me because I'm all over the place. And it's difficult.
I'd agree with that.
And it's difficult for me. It's difficult for me to multitask because I'm so hyper focused.
But you're when you know somebody's watching you, you know that you can't constantly be on your phone or be distracted.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And for me, like I always have to have one other thing. My mother was this way too. My mother would watch TV, knit, read a book, and drink a cup of coffee all at the same time with her full attention. And if you asked her to just do one of them, she'd lose her mind. And that's
but
me.
That's a woman thing, I think. No offense.
I think you're right.
That's why women are better nurturers and can take care of kids and juggle a million things.
There you go.
We're off to the races here. Just saying. And I love you both. So let's back up just for a second here. But congratulations to Will. I'm going to try to watch later on as he walks. Yeah. It's just this amazing week to see. So Jem turned 18 on Saturday. You guys came for the drive-by.
Yeah, that was
Will,
so awesome.
Will's graduating today. Jem graduates on Friday. It's like the crazy celebrations this week. And somebody else has a birthday next week. I don't want to say who. But someone.
And Eddie too. I should have shown you the list Eddie made. It was the funniest thing. We start planning his birthday in January. And so he has a whole list of like, he has birthday rules and then he has like birthday presents.
That says a lot.
And I mean, he's very specific. I mean, he's very specific about his birthday rules, birthday presents. And he did say gluten-free. He did add gluten-free on there.
I'll need to see that list because I'm going to see it. All right. Okay. But I want to back up for people who don't know you guys, and I can't imagine who that would be. We're talking to Matt Asner and Nava Paskowitz Asner, as I said, the co-founders of the Ed Asner Family Center, which is, I think, one of the most amazing places on the face of the earth. And I'm so proud of you guys for so many different reasons, but the way you guys reacted in COVID, so amazing. And knowing the fact that, you know, at least one of your kids wasn't doing the Zoom thing, and yet you made Zoom possible for so many kids around the world, that makes me want to cry. But it doesn't happen by magic. You guys work your tookuses off, as does your staff, and it takes, you know, we need the money. And one of the things, yes, I love this gesture. One of the things is that it's really hard to fundraise in this COVID nightmare mess. But you have one of your biggest fundraisers coming up this Saturday, and it's something that everybody needs to participate in. Talk to us about what's happening and what do we need to know?
Well, it's June 12th at 5 p.m. PST, Pacific time. So that's 8 o'clock Eastern time. And if you're in Mountain time, I guess it's 6, right?
Yes. Sorry. Yes. And 7 Central.
And 7 Central. So it's a wonderful poker tournament that is celebrity driven. We usually have about 50 to 60 celebrities play with us. If you're interested in playing, and there they are, there are our celebrities. If you're interested in playing, all you have to do is go to pokerwithed.com and buy a ticket. It's a $250 suggested donation. It's a lot of fun. That donation will get you a seat at the table, and it's a blast. You'll have a blast. But basically, now we're usually an in-person poker tournament, but because of COVID, you know, we had to go virtual. So last year we went virtual. It was fun, but it was a little, it was not as intimate as we wanted. You know, you couldn't see the people, you couldn't talk to them, and that's part of the charm and joy of what the poker tournament is. Mm-hmm. And Shannon, you've been there so many years, you know what I'm talking about.
It's a good time.
And you never know what celebrity is going to be sitting right next to you. Yeah. So it's an experience and a closeness, intimacy that you could never have having a celebrity sitting right next
exactly.
to you. And just for people who came last year, the look of your experience this year is totally different.
We didn't want to do it the way it was last year. You know, we're all learning about this COVID world that we were in, and we're still doing it in COVID with COVID rules. So we are doing it virtually. But the great thing about this year is you can sit at a table and see someone and talk to them. So your group of 8 or 9 players can all talk to each other, can all see each other, can joke around with each other. So that's a wonderful thing. And thanks to Poker 501, which is the company that we partnered with to do this, we're able to bring this to you, and you're able to partake in this. And it's really a great experience. And I think we're going to have a lot of the charm that we usually have at the in-person poker game at this poker game.
Okay, so just to break this down for folks. So if you want to actually play poker, which is a very fun thing, you don't have to be a poker expert to play. To correct me if I'm wrong here, it's, you know, you're playing online. So it's like playing the poker games that you play online, that it will, you know, there are things that will help you to, like, it won't let you do things that you can't do. But the difference is that you are going to be able to, if you're sitting at a table because you're playing poker, you're going to be able to interact with the people at the table. And if you saw that big, long line of celebrities, I think, is it fair to say that there's at least one celebrity at every single table, probably more than that? Is that not right, Matt?
Absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, the idea when we came up with this poker tournament was that we wanted to kind of have, you know, the opportunity for people to sit with celebrities, you know, occasionally. And hey, maybe you'll sit with someone, who knows, maybe you will. But we have 60 celebrities playing in this game. And chances are you are going to sit down at a table with 8 people at it, and there's going to be a celebrity there. Yeah. So, and I'm willing to say that I almost guarantee that you're at a table from the beginning to the end with a celebrity.
But Shannon said it was the main thing, which is last year it looked like a video game. It looked like you were playing an online video game. And this year it will be not as big as a Zoom square, but you'll actually see your celebrities. You'll be able to interact with your celebrities that are at your table. And last year it was just you and the video game. You know, did I just say it was boring? I totally did
not. But it wasn't boring. Can I just say, you know, we sat and watched all 5 hours last year. It was 5 hours long, and my husband sat there and watched from beginning to end, and we were not bored once. But I think, you know, there were things that we were like, we wanted more. And then when you guys would cut to interviews with the celebrities, it was super fun. So I just think this is that much more fun. And I'm with you, Matt, that I miss when you guys did it in person, because something would always happen. I always tell the story about when Gary Busey came up to me and thought I was a waitress and asked me to get him a Diet Coke. Like, super fun. Like, that's the kind of, and then.
Randy Rainbow moment.
Yeah, the Randy Rainbow moment.
Oh my gosh. Randy Rainbow and Lou Diamond Phillips, and Lou Diamond Phillips was shining Randy Rainbow shoes.
Yeah, that was awesome.
But then I got to sit and talk, you know, just dish with Maureen McCormick, Marsha, and just sit around and eat popcorn with, I mean, these are the things you couldn't get anyplace else. So, but I love that you're bringing more of that into the virtual so that people get that opportunity. So that's the $250, but there's other benefits too, Matt.
Well, okay. So we like to have big fundraisers. They're important. Big fundraisers are important with lots of multifaceted levels and all sorts of things that you can do. So we're telling someone to quiet, you know, because we're on. So we have, there's a way you can watch. So you can actually tune into Facebook Live or YouTube or Twitter and watch. And I think there's one more. And watch the tournament. So we actually broadcast the tournament, and it's almost like a telethon, but there's all sorts of stuff going on there. You see all the celebrities, they all drop by, they all say hi. We have a performance by Amy Mann that we're going to have on the broadcast.
And the best silent auction we've ever had.
And the best silent auction we've ever had.
It is. I mean, there are some incredible things in there. We are dreaming about this trip to Finland that's in there.
Yes, we're going to bid on that.
There's an Andrea Bocelli
Andrea Bocelli private concert.
And then you meet him.
You meet him and have dinner with him afterwards.
To dinner with him afterwards.
At his villa in Tuscany.
Yeah, it's incredible. It's crazy.
Yes. Okay, that's pretty awesome.
No, that's Jill's dream. She's like freaking out. Like, who will buy this for me?
I love that. I know you guys always have great, great items in your auctions. And I know last year I won an item that I'm sleeping on every night loving. So
we have two more of those incredible.
Are you kidding me?
No.
All right, you guys. I wasn't sure. I didn't want to say, but last year.
I'm like their spokesperson because, you know, I have fibromyalgia. We all have fibromyalgia, most of us special needs parents. And that is the only bed I've ever used in my whole life that takes away my pain, my night pain.
I've said that it has really helped us that we, you know, we were trying to get healthy in COVID and we changed our diet and we were exercising and both of us were losing a little bit of weight, but we weren't getting enough rest. And if you don't get good sleep, you're not going to lose weight.
Yeah.
And together, Jim and I have lost, I think we're up to a fifth grader. We've lost a fifth grader together.
We're congratulations.
Just a few more pounds and we will have lost a supermodel.
Did you hear what Jim said?
Yeah.
If you don't get enough sleep, your cortisol levels will not allow you to. And this is what I'm telling.
I'm a terrible
sleeper.
This
man never sleeps. Never sleeps.
Okay,
I have the thing for you. I talked about this last week because there's one of the, you got to have the right bed. I know you have the right bed. So what you need now is the Calm app. And there's a, you can get the free one or you can pay for the one, but the Calm app has these sleep stories.
No,
there's one, you got to do the Matthew McConaughey sleep story. I promise you,
All night.
You know, he speaks to you for 29 minutes and McConaughey can put you to sleep.
Well, we have our baby Panda who sleeps in our room with us. And so because she came from a farm, we have the sounds of the farm at night, like crickets and rain. And it's very soothing.
It is.
But I think if we suddenly put it up McConaughey, Panda might start the
regressing. I don't know. I might want to drive a, what kind of car is he?
Lincoln.
I might want to drive a Lincoln.
No, I'm telling you, and it's so good that when I, you know, I said this the other day, when I got my second vaccine, I was so nervous, and at the hospital doing it, I put Matthew McConaughey in my ears and I got through it. I'm telling you, the McConaughey factor cannot be discounted. And I would never believe it.
We're going to try that.
I'm willing to give McConaughey a chance.
We're going to try it.
Okay. I want to bet about it. Because I think that will help you. Now back to the poker tournament, because I digress. Yes. So we can watch if we want to. Is there a cost for watching?
No, it's totally free. I mean,
okay.
We hope you'll donate when you watch.
Right.
That's what I was
going to
say.
Or bid on Finland.
Or bid on Finland. Yeah. And but no, we want to make sure that people can learn about the center as well. I mean, it's a multi-pronged thing. Yes, it's a fundraiser. But we also want people to know what we do.
Yeah.
Because what we do is really important. And we really can't do it, like you said earlier. We can't do it without support. Because we are a publicly funded company.
Yeah. Okay, so there's two things on Saturday. You either can play for $250, but there are other benefits to playing, because if you play, you might win. And there are prizes to be won, yes?
Well, there's bragging rights.
All right. So I just remember last year there being, because Clancy Brown won last year, right?
Well, there's three trophies
Trophies. Well, that's a prize. That's a prize.
Clancy Brown had like a big, huge trophy.
Yeah. He was awesome. Wasn't he awesome?
That he actually signed. He actually signed it and said, here it is. You can auction it off. So we actually ended up auctioning it off.
Well, there we go. So you can play for $250 and you still have a few of those seats left. So if somebody wants to meet celebrities, they should do that. Or if you have a rich friend, I want you to know that one of my rich friends is playing on Saturday. He was one of the first people that signed up, went to high school with him. I'll make sure that you know who.
I think there's a cutoff date though.
There is a cutoff date.
What is that?
We actually have to cut the tickets off on the 10th of June.
10th.
Stroke of midnight, everyone turns into a pumpkin.
So that's all right. Is that tomorrow or the next day?
Thursday. Okay. So you have to decide if you want to do that by Thursday, but everyone should watch the live tournament. And I think I find there's something healing in seeing all these people who will show up for the benefit of our kids. And so it's fun. And it's healing, because you know, you guys, sometimes you feel like you're on a planet by yourself and that nobody gets it, nobody cares, pity party, right? But when you see this many people who show up to represent on behalf of your kids, to raise money, there's something that's healing about it for your nerves. And it's just pure fun and hilariousness. So everybody should be there. My husband and I are going to be there with our popcorn watching. I don't know whether, so we can watch it on Facebook or YouTube, or is that?
Yeah.
It's
on our Facebook Live. And I believe if you go to our Facebook right now, the Ed Asner Family Center Facebook, you can kind of sign up for a link or something like that.
That's
YouTube. There's a link for YouTube as well.
And to buy tickets, it's pokerwithed.com.
And actually, if you just want to go to pokerwithed.com, we are actually broadcasting on that too. So that'll have the broadcast.
And our auction is live too right now. So
it's live right now.
Yeah.
Where do we go for that?
Preview all the fun
I think Trayvon put it in the comments.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Thank you.
Oh, Trayvon, you're so good. Thank you. So because you want to check out the auction items and you guys want to see what they are. Can we see the list of people who are going to be there again, Trayvon?
Well, you guys have a video, right?
Oh yeah. Should we watch the video? Let's watch the video. Trayvon, do we have the video ready? Let's show the video. super, I mean, what a list. And I think you've added to that list since those people.
Oh yeah.
But I think so.
A varied list.
We got Sam, not Sam. God, I always do that. That's the character.
Sean Astin.
Sean Astin.
Oh, he played Sam
in Lord of the Rings. Yeah. And I'm like a total Lord of the Rings fan. So that to me is really exciting. So we just got him last night.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah. And so exciting. I love that Triumph the Insult Dog is going to be there. That just makes me want to be. And can I tell you how many times our family has watched your dad on the, and of course I'm going to blank on what the name of the puppet show that's on right now.
Oh, it's Let's Be Real.
Let's Be Real. I was going to say something about real. I think the funniest, there've been so many funny skits, but the skit with your dad in it was so hilarious. And we watched it so many times. It was hilarious, and our favorite part is when he's trying to scoot his chair off camera, and it takes forever. We have laughed hysterically over this. If you guys have not seen that show, you should be watching it. Let's Be Real. It's incredible, and so I love that Triumph is going to be there, and the mastermind behind all of it is going to be there as well.
It's going to be fun. So hopefully everyone will get a seat at his table, because you never know what's going to happen with Triumph the Insult, the comic book. Oh, so it's, we actually did some PR with him, it was hilarious. It was very funny. We actually did a mock poker game where we had a bunch of people, like a bunch of reporters, play poker with Triumph. And it was so much fun and so crazy.
I can't even imagine.
The Robert Smigel and Michelle Smigel, both of those people, they're good people, and I can't say enough good things about them. We love them so much. They're such great people.
Isn't it, like, I always think it's weird that when Jem was being diagnosed and we were going through that, you know, there was so much of my heart that was broken, and I didn't quite know what to do with it, and I hadn't figured out, you know, what we were going to do, and so I was looking for an escape. And in those early days of diagnosis, the one thing, because we couldn't afford HBO, everybody else was watching Game of Thrones. We couldn't afford it. We'd had like basically no cable for a period of time, because just it was like, what are we going to do? And the one thing we had was a old VHS that was the best of the Insult Dog. And we watched that.
Oh my gosh, funny.
And it was the thing that we would laugh hysterically. And it was the only thing, there was something about that biting, like hilarious cynicism of Triumph that was innocent and yet cutting. And then when he would say, "For me to poop on," I don't know. It was, that's what my soul needed. And it was probably a decade later before I found out Robert Smigel's connection to autism. And it all made sense to me. And I was like, because that was the only thing that was getting me through back then was that.
Yeah.
Oh, how wonderful.
Yeah.
And ironically, the other thing was we were watching crazy reality television like Joe Millionaire. And of course, you know, that was Mike Darnell. And I had no idea his connection either. So there you go.
They were
churning out what I needed.
Yes.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. That's the Amazing. Way fate is. It all comes around, and you are Doesn't connected it? To people that are. Yeah, I wanted to talk. Are we done with poker?
Should we move on from poker? Anyway,
no. I just was going to say she mentioned Darnell, and I was going to say that this week.
Oh yeah.
Not this week. Last week, we debuted something that I've been really, really working for over a year on with the mental health director, Krista. Saad, and we you know, we all watched this beautiful Netflix show Love on the Spectrum, and Matt and I just binged it in like one weekend. We watched the whole darn thing. But the thing that really stood out for me for that show was this relationship coach, where the woman would go into people's homes, that she would give one-on-one support to these adults that were most of them living with their parents, and they just wanted to find love. And so Chris and I had talked with some other members of the community about creating within each organization. Kathy Gott was going to do something with Educational Spectrum, and UD Bennett was doing something. And but Chris and I really wanted to do something unique, which was, and this is the Darnell connection, is all of our programs, Shannon, you know, I you know, everything I do is with my self-advocates. So they help us create the programs, they help us co-run the programs. And so we actually brought Chelsea in from the very get-go of it's called the Dating Spectrum. And Chelsea really gave us this authentic look into what actual autistics want and need, and the, you know, the accommodations they need to have a successful program. And, you know, we kept having to push the date back because no matter what we, no matter how we tried to create this, it just didn't resonate well on Zoom. There was just, it couldn't work. We didn't have that, you know, personal connection of having people in the room together, talking to each other, laughing together, and sharing experiences. So we kept having to put off the date. And so we had our first class, and it was incredible. And the kids were all like, it was very emotional because they were all finally back together in one room. We kept it safe. It's small. Everyone's, you know, spaced correctly and everything. But it was exactly the way that Krissa and I really wanted it. And there's Chelsea, and she's co-running it with Krissa. Yeah. And we just had our second class yesterday, and it was unbelievable. So if you're interested in the Dating Spectrum and being a part of this amazing relationship course, where we do have one-on-one dating coaches like they did on the show, you can reach out to Krissa, C-H-R-I-S-A, at TEAFC.org, because we're going to have another course starting in September.
But this is for in-person only, so you pretty much have to live somewhere in the Los Angeles area.
In-person only, and then what we've decided, because we had such a big, you know, a big response for people who were not in LA area, that we're going to try to Zoom some people in for the next course starting in the fall, and have in-person and an experience on Zoom as well.
So there'll be limited space.
Yeah, it'll be limited space
because the out of towners.
Yeah.
Okay. So, because we've already had somebody write in and say, I'm out of state, how can I do this? So they should write directly to Krissa.
Krissa, C-H-R-I-S-A at TEAFC.org. And the name of the program is The Dating Spectrum.
Okay. And that's so Parker, write in and get your spot for that for the fall. Because I'm sure she's going to start a waiting list, right?
Oh yeah, we already have one.
And and I just want to add, you know, I'm going to go back to fundraising, because this is why we fundraise. We fundraise so we can do programs like this.
Yeah.
And we want to expand. We want, you know, we want there to be centers in other areas so people can do this in person in other areas. So, you know, there you go.
Yes. Well, because it doesn't pop out of nowhere. And I think it's really important. I want to say this to our viewers, that sometimes you're the person that you know, I say to people, go look in the couch cushions and send what you can. But sometimes there are families that maybe you're like, I've got nothing. The cupboards are bare and I've got nothing. That's okay. You can still support, because sometimes just putting it on Facebook and sharing, you know, like when you announced the date, I put my thing up there and I shared it. And an old friend from high school who is coming to the poker tournament.
Right.
So this is the way we represent. You share. And then, you know, and I got to be honest too, that I think that helps the people in your life to know how to support you. That when we hide and we make it look like it's all okay, and we go, I'm uncomfortable sharing whatever, our friends and family don't know what we're going through. So, you know, I love Danny Bowman always says, sharing is caring. So if nothing else, share about the Ed Asner Family Center. You don't know who that might make their day to play poker with celebrities, you know?
And also just to clarify that even though it's called the Dating Spectrum, like any center program, we don't support just the autism community. We support all special needs. We are partners with the Down Syndrome of LA. We are, you know, we're a all-inclusive center for all special needs families.
Yes, and that's an important distinction. Thank you for reminding us about that. And you guys have been doing other stuff. As I said, I'm so proud of you. You guys have done, I think you more than anyone else, and hear me when I say that, you've done more for the autism community. When I've been talking to families in the last year and a half about what's available, I'm always telling every single family about you guys as a resource and the classes that you've been doing online, because you've literally had something for everyone, which is amazing. You should be so proud of yourself. So things are starting to open up. How are things changing? Yeah.
Well, we're staggering our in-person. So we're just started with Sunday classes first, because that was our most popular day of the week. And we have Aviva's incredibly successful and popular fine art painting class that the minute I put it on, it's full. So you can get on the waiting list for Aviva's class. We also have an amazing musical extravaganza with music therapist Judy Langdon on Sundays. And there's still room on our Sunday class. That's from 11:30 to 12:30 every Sunday. But we also are ramping up for Camp Ed, which for the first time, we're reopening Camp Ed for all 5 weeks and since COVID. We are only going to have camp Monday, Wednesday, and Friday this year.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yes, yes. And it's from, I'm sure James knows that, though.
Probably, but he doesn't tell me anything. That would mean we were communicating.
Yeah, he already did his first counselor meeting. And so it's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 10 to 4. And it's going to be, in my opinion, the best camp they have ever done, because they're adding gardening, they're adding a cooking class where the chef is actually going to teach them real rules of being in the kitchen, and it's a lot more kind of like there's a vocational aspect to that. He's going to teach them kind of like basic skills of the kitchen, which I love, and the gardening was one of the classes that the kids have asked for many years, and we finally are bringing that back. They're doing an amazing improv class, the Viola Spaulding program that we did last camp. We're bringing that back. And it's just a wonderful, unusual, you know, special camp and again, you know, even in Camp Ed, 50% of our counselors are also autistic adults. So these are all really important things that I want to keep throughout the camp, not the camp, but through the center throughout. It's very important to me that the center is, you know, a place where actual autistics feel they can come and be a part of our center. And, you know, from being a junior counselor to being a full counselor, or being, you know, a assistant in an enrichment class, to being an instructor, like our instructor, Amy Fagan.
Yeah, I'm so grateful to you guys, because my son got to be a counselor 2 summers ago, and it was life-changing for him.
Yeah.
He literally stood there when he got his first check, and he looked at the check, and he looked at me, because he'd had such a good time.
Yeah.
And then he got paid, and he said to me, "This changes everything." And I said, "What do you mean?" And he said, "Knowing that I can go and do something and have that good of a time, and that I actually am good at things and people will pay me to do them, it changes everything, Mom." And I remember I called Joanne Lara and I said, "Okay, I get it on a level I didn't get before, Joanne." And she was like, "This is what I'm talking about." you know what I mean? She was like, "That he just got a seat at the table, Shannon."
That's wonderful. What you just said. That is exactly why we exist.
Yeah.
We exist, you know, for that moment.
Yeah.
We exist for self-confidence.
Yeah.
And
well, that's definitely what drives us too. Yeah. I mean, when Matt and I are up all night and we are doing our own autism parent, you know, day-to-day struggle, what drives us and gives us passion to keep going on and keep fighting the fight and making things wonderful is programs. You know, I had one of our participants last night who's really struggled, and he did the dating spectrum, and he said, you know, this was the best time I've had in a year. And that's why we do what we do. And it drives us.
Yeah. My son is so excited. I'm glad that, you know, the world has worked in a way so that he can come. Because last summer there was no chance.
I know. I was so sad that he, but I mean, it was a weird version of Camp Ed, because it wasn't, you know, when everyone was on shpilkas. It's my Yiddish word of the day. Everyone was on shpilkas. But so Camp Ed this year, it starts on July 12th.
Right.
And it goes through August 13th. And you can get any information or details from the amazing Sam, S-A-M.
I don't know Sam. I can't wait to meet Sam.
Yeah, Sam at TEAFC.org. And that's for any information about Camp Ed.
Okay. And, but there is still some room if somebody wants to have their child, but what age range are we talking, and what are the asterisks that we need to know? Because
well,
if somebody's saying, I want my kids.
Age is 10 and up, and like any special needs camp, you know, I always suggest to the parents that they, if they're new, I like them to come into the center and we meet the families and see if our camp is appropriate for them. And, you know, I always want the kids and the new families to have an experience of coming into the camp. I mean, coming into the center. I keep saying that.
But you say 10 and up. We have the ages range from, you know, the youngest is 10. The oldest is.
Well, we have had it's technically it says ages 10 to 25. And I say 10 and up because I have had some. Participants that were older gentlemen who had wonderful time, and they did need more support. They did have their support people with them, and they were in their 30s. So I would not turn away, you know, an adult who was in their 30s, because they, you know, we had wonderful experiences. Anything under 10, our camp is a little, it's a little too much. There's too many transitions. There are too many. There are too many kind of sophisticated programs for a kid who's under 10. And so what I always say to Dina is, any kid who writes to me and they're under 10, I send them to Dina Kimmel at We Rock the Spectrum.
There you go. Because that's where
Yeah, we're all in it together. And so Dina and I have that agreement that if I get littles, I send them to Dina. And if she gets older guys, she sends them to Camp Ed.
Hey, Matt, somebody's asking, is Boston Rob going to be in the tournament? We have a request for
Boston
Rob.
Well, I actually know who that is.
I do too.
And I don't think so. I mean, I you know, it's strange because I think there was some interaction with him at some point during the life of the poker tournament. But I don't believe he's playing. I don't believe he's on our list. But if you know Boston Rob, and if Boston Rob is watching this, let's go.
There you go.
All
right. Welcome. You're welcome.
All right. Fabulous. So the poker tournament's on Saturday. The camp starts on the 12th, you said, of July?
July 12th.
So they're both on the 12th. June 12th, poker. July 12th is the camp. But are you guys continuing to do the online classes through the summer?
Most of them. The only class that we are not, that we're kind of temporarily suspending, is the Wednesday Art of Music that's run by our two co-directors of camp. They kind of insisted on that they have a break on Wednesday. but we do have another event that I wanted to talk about on, I don't know if you all saw our very first Ed Talk, which is our new talk series.
Oh my gosh, and we had so
the amazing Valerie Gilpier and Emily Grodin, who just wrote that beautiful book. I've been buried under you. Yes. So that was our first Ed Talk. And our second Ed Talk is going to be on June 29th. And it's going to be titled The Women of Autism. And our panel are all autistic self-advocates. Chelsea Darnell is going to co-host with me, and Amy Fagan. And we're also going to have Lindsay Nebaker, who works with Autism Society of America, and Amy Gravino, who is one of the funniest and amazing autistic self-advocate speakers, who talks, she's a sex relationship coach. Yes, and she's hysterical. And so that is going to be on June 29th.
Wonderful. Yeah, I saw that first Ed Talk and thought it was amazing.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, we love Valerie and Emily, but to see them in that format was just really, I was just so happy for everybody.
Yes.
And we have one in August.
Well, our next one is in July, July 27th.
I'm sorry, I've skipped. The next one is in July.
And that's an important one. That's an important one.
What is that one? What's happening July 27th?
In July, we're working with the Disney animation studios. They're doing a whole kind of new push and support of our neurodivergent voiceover actors. And they're going to talk about the wonderful opportunities that that autistic voiceover actors can have in their animation world. And so on our panel will be Spencer Hart and another autistic actor, and our Disney crew that are running the neurodivergent,
and a voiceover actor
and a special guest that we're not going to mention,
but the important thing is it's a view into a world that people think is inaccessible because of autism, or
right.
And it's not. And we want to really show people that the world is opening up and diversity is a thing.
Yes.
Diversity is important in entertainment. And it's not just for race, it's for other things too, you know. So diversity is multi-pronged.
And Disney is really making an effort and really they've reached out to Matt and I and asked us to consult and help them really help support the autism community and give them opportunities and really involve and include autistic actors in they have so many opportunities. And there's so many new shows.
Our boys will be there front and center for that. But they want to know online, how is this online? Do you have to have tickets?
Yeah.
It's free.
No, it's the Ed Talks. It's the Ed Talks. And you can just go on our Facebook Live. We're going to be interviewing our autistic actors. We're going to have a very, very famous voiceover actor who's our special guest. I'm not going to mention who it is yet. And that's on July 27th. It's going to be our third Ed Talk.
And then there's one in, go ahead.
No, the first one is June 29th, the Women of Autism. And the second one is July 27th, Disney and voiceover.
And then we're going to start to tease August. Do you want to tell us what August is while we're here?
Well, we don't actually.
Yeah, tease August, Maddie.
We don't know. We don't have an Ed Talk yet for August, but
he was talking about July. He's confused.
No, actually, he said
in the beginning of the show, he doesn't sleep.
No, but actually, I am going to talk about something in August. We are going to have something really special happening in August.
Oh.
I can't say much about it yet. We can't announce it yet. But I can tell you, it has to do with Pixar.
Okay.
So we'll be making a really wonderful announcement sometime in probably late June, early July, about a new wonderful event with Pixar that we'll be doing in most likely August.
Okay. All right. Well, Matt loves to tease us.
That is a tease. He's a big
tease. Attention, people.
He's a tease.
I'm on the edge of my seat. I'm riveted. I'm paying attention. Okay. So again, poker tournament on this Saturday. You only do a couple of fundraisers a year. It's not like you do one every week. So this is a big one. Now, last December, you guys did something really amazing. You did a reading of It's a Wonderful Life for the holidays, and I just ate it up with a spoon. I thought it was so super fun. It was so well done. It was so professionally done. Spencer Hart was the be all end all for me.
He had a whole slew of autistic actors in that.
Yes. And they were all fabulous, but you had A-list stars and you had Pete Davidson playing George, which was very controversial. I don't understand why, because he was brilliant. But there was that one moment with Pete and Spencer. I'm still talking about it. I'm still talking about it because it was so amazing. I just want to know, have you thought about how you're going to top this for the holidays? Are you thinking about, what you're going to do for your gala? Are you thinking we might be in person again for your gala? And what's happening?
We're not going to be in person again this year. We really thought long and hard about that. And, I just think there's so much uncertainty. I mean, even though we're in a positive world right now and we're kind of thinking positively, there's so much uncertainty that still exists. And to spend the money that you need to spend by doing something in person, it's just not something that we want to do right now. So we're planning on something that is going to look and sound a lot like what we did last year, but with different kind of bells and whistles. So it'll be just as exciting, just as fun. And I'm hoping we'll provide a little tradition in everyone's lives.
All right.
I accept that tease.
Okay.
I do tradition.
It's all about tradition. It's about tradition.
Oh, okay.
It's about doing something and making people look forward to it every year.
My cat is attacking me.
It's about, so I think it's going to, we're going to have something that looks a lot like what we did last year, but it's going to be a little different, but it's going to be fun and people will enjoy to it.
All right.
Every year.
All right. I've got two guests. I can't wait to pick your brain later on.
Okay.
So when we started this by talking about the fact that Will is going to graduate in just a couple of hours here.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to do a check-in with you guys. I'm hearing from a lot of people that this re-entry into the world with being in person, it's so different for all of us because we isolated in different ways, but you guys are the Brady Bunch of autism and, just mentioning how hard it was for distance learning for three of your kids and they were all different. How is the reentry going for you guys as parents and for all of your kiddos? And you guys have other considerations too, because some of your kids, you have some of the time and then they have to go to other places. I don't know how you got through COVID doing that. That would have made me full on nuts.
Well,
you got to roll with the punches there, Shannon.
Say, you just you accept what you don't have a choice to change. But the way that the kids all handled the online, it's the same with the reentry. Eddie absolutely had an anxiety over the idea of restarting. And I felt like they were going to go back for 6 weeks and then take another break. And I felt personally that was more disruptive to him. So Eddie continued online, and I've already started to prepare him and really give him that amount of time to prepare before the fall to return in person. Wolfie school was always kind of staggering. I mean, they really went back a lot earlier than some of the others schools. So he had kind of a hybrid model. Willie was dying to go back in person. So he went, the minute he could go, he went back. But again, they were only going back in person 2 days a week. So he's anxious to go back. Matt and I have been working feverishly to get him into a really wonderful, can I say what program it is? Because I love that program.
Yeah.
The Miller transitional program. We've been working very hard to get him into that. And he's very excited. He's excited to go. He's he loves being around people. And I think that for Will was one of those, autistic members of our community that really struggled more than the average bear being separated from his social interactions. And I'm just really happy that he can go from in-person class right to camp ed and really have another wonderful experience like that.
And I think Will, like all autistic individuals, wants to work. He wants to work. He wants to be an adult. He wants to contribute to society. And so that's what's working for him. That's what he wants to do.
Yeah.
That's what will make him happy. And so that's the plan.
I think he'll love Miller. What's the holdup? Why can't he should be perfect for him?
It's happening.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I love that place. We've featured them before on the show. For people who don't know, there's a series of places here in Los Angeles, but Miller is sort of the place where it all started, where you go in for the years after high school until your 21st birthday. And you rotate, and every semester you take a different course, and they have like 16 different courses that you can learn: groundskeeping, or how to detail cars, or how to be an entrepreneur selling things on eBay, or how to bake. We used to buy all of our birthday cakes before COVID from them. What a great deal on birthday cakes they have. Fabulous, tastes good.
And I think they have partnerships with organizations outside as well. Like I think they have a partnership with Kaiser. So it's
a coffee shop where you could work in person, like right within the Miller grounds, that he's very excited about. But like you said, they give you experiences to try out a lot of different things and find what your passion is. And I think with anything that we do with adult employment, it has to be something like you said from the beginning with James, that he not only got paid, but he enjoyed what he was doing. And that's the magic combination, isn't it?
Yes, it's everything. I mean, isn't that what we want for all of our kids, no matter what?
That's what we want for ourselves. That's what we want for ourselves.
If you enjoy it, it's not work.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, since he was little, before he could even understand it, I would say to him, you know, it's all about how you spend the hours, and you can spend the hours being miserable doing something that you don't love, or you can spend your hours doing something that you love. And usually when people are doing the thing they love, they make a better wage than the thing that they don't love.
Exactly.
100%.
But it's a privilege. It's not a right to be able to do the thing that you love. That's a privilege. And it's a privilege that I want to fight for our kids to be able to have the right to be able to do.
I'll fight with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And isn't it something, you know, just to end on, we here in our household the other day, we celebrated Joanne Laura's birthday, because I want to celebrate birthdays, not days people leave. And a lot of times those dates are really close together, as in her case. But this week has been very poignant for us, because I know it would have meant so much to her to be here to celebrate Will graduating, to celebrate Jen graduating. And that the thing that would have been most important would be, she would have been yelling at all of us going, what are you doing about work? What are you doing? Yeah. You know, get them to see. But I think, you know, we've got it all in hand, both of us.
Definitely. And I, you know, that's one of the things I was talking to one of our participants about is, you know, that mural that Aviva made was so personally needed for me and for so many other people who loved her so much. And, you know, I talked to her every day, and I remember, like you say, how she would put me in line and say, don't treat Eddie like a baby. Don't treat Eddie like too much hugging. And, but I talked to her all the time, and it's so wonderful. And to see some of the adults that she worked with and so many, you know, people that loved her, that I've seen a couple kids just like, hey, Joanne, like talk to the mural. And and I do feel like she's a part of it. I mean, she helped us create Camp Ed. And I see, I really feel strongly her presence in the center. And I feel like our loved ones that have passed are always with us if we remember them and if we talk to them. And I feel like they don't always talk back, but some of the times they do.
Yeah. And, you know, people have lost a lot during COVID, and I don't want to be remiss and not remember your amazing mom, Nava. When I think about the fact that both of you have lost your moms in the last 2 years, I just, you know, it's a hard, hard time. And we're just sending our love to all of you. And I want you to know that both of your moms will be remembered in all the work that both of you do. Absolutely amazing women, both of them.
Thank you.
but I know it's fresh, Nava. So I'm sending, sending you a hug.
Thank you so much.
We're out of time, though. Last time, though, to remind everybody, if you want to play poker with celebrities on Saturday, there is still time, but there's like a little less than 48 hours time left.
48 hours. To register for that. Ticket.
Yeah, it's so $250 if you want to actually play poker with the celebrities. It's free if you just want to watch. Sorry, go ahead, Nava.
PokerWithEd.com. It's right there. I didn't see it without my glasses.
It's there.
But it's right there. PokerWithEd.com. Right there.
And we'll see you on Saturday.
Go and register either way. But I'm asking all of you to also share about it and say if $250 is outside your realm of possibility right now, don't feel bad about that. Share online that you're going to go to it so that other people know and can be there for the fellowship of it and for the joy of it. And you never know, there might be somebody out there who's like, I have $250 that I want to spend on this. And I want to sit at a table and play with celebrities.
Or share the auction. Some people that don't want to play, you know, share the auction, and all the proceeds from the auction help us to give scholarships. We have our mental health division was increased by 300% during COVID. And these are families that need mental health support more than ever. And some of them, you know, are only paying $5 for their sessions. And that's because directly from our fundraising.
Absolutely. And I just want to say, you know, for the people writing it online, I want you to know that these fundraisers go to the center and what the center does. And one of the things that the center does is online classes that are free to anyone in the world. And they were, I said this earlier, I thought that they did the best job supporting the autism community in the world in this COVID mess that we have been in. I could be talking to somebody in Uganda and they would say, I just need something. And I could say to them, if you have the internet, you can go and take an art class with Nava. And with Aviva, excuse me, and it's free. That your teenagers, I can't tell you how many people said, my teenager is lonely. And I said, do movie chat on Saturday nights, you know, to be there. You guys have done more and it was free than anybody else. So please know that, you know, we need to keep the lights on for this community, and that happens through fundraising. So please, please, please share. All right. I think you guys are frozen, but I love you dearly, Matt and Nava. I want to remind everybody that we lost them. I'm so sorry, you guys, but mwah to them. And we're going to be back tomorrow live with Dr. Doreen Grampuchet answering your questions. That is the only other live show that we're doing this week because I am going to get ready for my son to graduate on Friday. But tomorrow we're live with Dr. Doreen Grampuchet. Send your questions in. Until then, give your kiddos a hug from me and one for you too. Bye-bye for now.